Hello and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lows of living in London.
Two gays, one city. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh no, the voice.
Oh yeah. No, not this. No. The vote chase is not warm, is it?
Well, we've been partying quite a lot this week, and this is the end of the week, isn't it, that we're recording? And it's the voice is a bit tired. We've been busy.
Speak for yourself. My voice is much similar to Julie Andrews's. Damaged and overused. That's not funny. She's a national treasure. You leave Julie Andrews alone.
She is a treasure. Don't make jokes about Julie Andrews. Well, it's because you didn't do the extra night. I did the Saturday. You bailed on the Saturday. You couldn't handle any more, could you?
No.
Story of your life.
I can never handle it anymore. We'll come back to that in a minute. Anyway, what are you drinking?
Well, I'm actually drinking, I don't know why I'm drinking alcohol right this second, but I've got some passion fruit vodka and it's really nice. So I'm just having the one passion fruit vodka with some soda water. What are you drinking?
Well, so pleased you asked. I have found, so I don't know if you saw on the Instagram, before I came out to meet you on Friday, I had drinks and I had pink gin and tonic.
It was a tinny on the tube, right?
Oh yeah, it was a tinny. And I don't know if you used to do this. I did when I was much more younger and immature, and I still don't do it to this day. Mm-hmm. When I'm going on a night out, the walk from the house to the club is normally the same walk from the club back to the house, right? Mm-hmm. So me and my friends, we used to like stash things in the bushes. So if like we were going out, obviously we'd take all the alcohol, anything we didn't finish, we'd stash in a bush, along with like snacks, chocolate bars, crisps. So on the way home, when you're hammered, it's like, oh, snack bush.
That is actually genius. I've never done that, but that's a game changer.
Right, so I call it the snack bush. It's great. It's really great. It means that if you finish on at a club really late, like I didn't get home till 7 a.m. Saturday morning. We'll come back to that. You can have a little venture past the snack bush, and it's like a free vending machine. It's great. Anyway, on my way back, I double checked there was a pink gin still in there, so I brought it, and here we are. I'm going to open it on the podcast because I love the noise of this.
Ooh, that just sounds refreshing.
Whoa. It gets better. Really. Now, if that isn't better than Tom Daley whispering in your ear, I don't know what is.
Beautiful sound.
So good. So anyway, that's what I'm on.
But I love that you're drinking out of a glass as well. You're so fancy. I would have just drunk out of the tin, me.
Your voice wrecked.
Really wrecked. Yeah. It's from like screaming and shouting and being silly and wild and just running around London having a gay old time, basically.
Yeah, it's like your previous relationship. Non-recoverable.
Over. Done.
Done. Nobody wants to hear it.
Not anymore.
No, we did 3 whole episodes on that breakup. I'm done.
We're done. We're not talking about that anymore. We've moved on.
Onwards and upwards.
Absolutely. But you know what I'm still laughing about till this day is, what? You know, we went out last Friday to 2 Brewers and we were there till closing. Now, it closes at 4 on a Friday. And we said, let's go get some cheesy chips, come back to mine and eat chips and drink cocktails back at mine for a bit. Because we're still awake, weren't we, and buzzing. Mm-hmm. Well, podcasters, on the way to mine, obviously walking down the street past the houses, and Benji sort of disappeared into like a garden and then reemerged.
No, don't you exaggerate the situation. Your Honour, objection. That is not what happened at all. We were walking home through Clapham. That's so far as correct. But I then found this prop on the side of the road.
Okay, it wasn't a prop. It was a full-on house to let, whatever they're called, sign.
Prop.
You took it from someone's garden?
No, it was already it was already lying down. I didn't like yoink it out the ground.
Oh, I thought you like stole it from a garden.
I mean, I don't remember that round.
Yeah, exactly. You can't remember. You didn't even remember the video was happened.
Oh my gosh. I'd actually forgotten that happened until you sent me the video.
Yeah. And so podcasts, what he then was doing this like funny protest down the street saying like, we want cheaper letting in London. When do we want it? Now.
I felt like a modern day suffragette. Like marching up and down wanting cheaper lettings in Clapham.
Yeah.
What's funny is when I woke up the next morning before I'd seen the video you sent me, my shoulders were so sore. I was like, what have I been doing? I was like, it felt like after Hoopla when you'd been on my shoulders, like, oh my goodness, like, did I fall over? Did I lift somebody? Like, why is it so sore? And then I checked my phone and you sent me that video and I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That happened.
Full on protest march. And also, this is really bad on you. This was like 5 a.m. and everyone was asleep and you were loud. You were probably waking everyone up.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, trying to stop me and not whipping out your phone and filming.
It was a great opportunity. But anyway, listeners, if you are from Clapham and you did hear a loud protest on the early hours of Saturday morning, then apologies. That was Benji after one too many glasses of Prosecco.
And if you are from Clapham and you are trying to let your house and you're wondering why nobody is calling, it's because the sign is now missing from your front porch.
Oh my goodness, I've just remembered. Remember when we got cheesy chips and you did the placard thing and we came back to mine?
Yeah, on a walk that felt about 2 hours long. Do you know what it felt like? You know that scene of Lord of the Rings when they're going over the mountains on that like treacherous track, like, and it's snowing and then like there's a landfall? That's actually as long as it felt.
We went on a journey.
We don't even live that far from where we were, so I really don't understand why it took us a good like hour and a half.
Okay, because we had to keep stopping to watch you do your protest and do your performances.
It was not a protest.
And then we were just being silly, weren't we, and just like, oh, just causing havoc really. But yeah, we got back. Well, we got cheesy chips. Then we got back and was eating cheesy chips, and I made everyone cocktails. Do you remember me? I got normal cocktail shaker out and was shaking it up and pouring everyone drinks.
Your shaker didn't have a top to it.
Yeah, I've lost the top.
Story of your life.
Always lose them tops.
Always missing a top. And I always remember you pouring it for your friend and him trying it and then going, what is this?
Yeah, I didn't quite have all the ingredients that I needed, so I had to just make do what was in the drinks cupboard. So it was like a half attempt at a porn star martini. Anyway, you were drinking it fine and seemed very happy in the corner.
I didn't drink any of it, so joke's on you.
Oh, that's right, you had an orange juice. Yeah,
I did have an orange juice, and the orange juice was lovely. Thank you so much, Tesco.
But yeah, do you remember we then was playing games, weren't we? And you decided to then help yourself to some crisps that weren't mine, they were my housemates. Where's Benji? Oh, he's munching on crisps.
They were Snacker Jacks. Thank you so much.
And on the way out, you had these crisps. And for some reason, you went into my bedroom and was on my bed.
Pay me like one of your French girls.
Yeah, as you'd lie and like sprawled out of my bed. I'm like, well, you're not staying here, so book your Uber, please.
Just go easy on me, baby.
But as I came over to be like, Benji, time for you to go. Stood in Snacker Jacks everywhere, literally everywhere. Now, I'd forgotten about this. This was at like 6:30 in the morning, and obviously everyone was tired. So when I woke up the next day, when I got out of bed, because crunchy Snacker Jacks everywhere. And even on your way out, you're like, oh, this one's not being crunched, and crunched it.
I just have a flashback of doing the beginning of Grease where I threw it on the floor and went, tell me about it. You know, she throws the fag on the floor and then like squishes it at her foot. But I did the Snacker Jack. Tell me about it. Stud. Dum, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So thanks for making a big old mess.
So sorry. There was salt and vinegar as well, so it must have stank.
Well, luckily I don't have carpet, do I? It's all wooden floors. So that was very easy to clean the next day. But didn't really want to be cleaning up Snacker Jacks the next day. So I'm gonna come over to yours and make a mess at your house, and then we're evens.
I've moved.
To where?
Okay, I haven't moved.
Exactly. So you're owed a messy return.
Oh my.
So I actually have another little story to tell you. So prior to seeing you that night at Two Brewers, I actually went and saw some friends for dinner. We went to this really posh restaurant. I've never seen anything like it, right? We were sat there having dinner. And you know, if you like order a bottle of wine, they'll just bring it to the table and leave it on the table. If it's nice, they might give you like an ice bucket, right? Mm. This place was so fancy, they didn't leave the wine on the table. They would like keep it in the fridge and then would like keep bringing it back overnight and topping and taking the wine away and then coming up to top you again.
Oh my gosh, you did not just say that.
Get your mind out of the gutter, sunshine.
Gosh, that is a fancy place. Tell me, was this in Soho by a chance?
Actually, yeah, it was near Soho. Oh my god. No, but I've never actually had that before where they don't leave the wine at the table. They just keep like bringing it back over.
I mean, I would hate that. I wouldn't trust it.
You'd rather just have the wine on the table.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to places where they bring you that little ice bucket that's like on a stand, so it's not on the table. And then they still pour it for you. They keep an eye on how low you're getting, and then they top up your glass. Uh-huh. But you don't actually have to do, you know, you don't have to top up yourself. Which is basically what you did in the whole of lockdown.
I did, yeah, basically, yeah. So then after the dinner, we actually had tickets to go and watch Anne Juliet. Mm. And it was about a 15-minute walk. So I was like, well, we'll just start walking, and if we see a black cab on the way, then we'll just jump in the cab, save having to like kind of walk through the busy streets. I was like, but even better, if there's a tuk-tuk, we'll jump in the tuk-tuk and arrive in style instead.
You did not take a tuk-tuk.
We took a tuk-tuk. So basically, we started to walk towards the theater, and this tuk-tuk came by. So one of my friends was like, oh my god, it's a tuk-tuk, call him over. So we called this driver over. So podcasters, if you don't know what a tuk-tuk is, it's like someone's on a bike and there's like a car and you sit in the car at the back. And they it's like a little taxi, but yeah, it's a tuk-tuk. Anyway, so we pulled over and we said, oh, how much is it going to be? Because I was looking at Ubers and stuff and it was busy, and Uber was like £15. So like a tuk-tuk's going to be like 20 quid, 30 quid max. It's literally like a 5-minute cycle.
That's like a night out of GAY for you.
It is, yeah. A big night as well.
For you and a couple of friends.
Yeah, get along with that. anyway, he said, oh, it's going to be a little bit more than a taxi. He's like, but I don't know the actual cost because it's going to be on like a meter thing. So we were like, okay, no worries, thinking it's going to be like 20, 30 quid tops, right? So we get in the tuk-tuk and he cycles us to the theater and he says, oh, put your phone in this cable so you can play some music. So he played one Britney Spears song and then half of a Samantha Mumba song. Then we arrived. So that's how short the journey was, what, like 7 minutes? When we got out, it was like, oh yeah, how much do we owe you? Guess how much he charged us or wanted to charge us?
50.
£120. £120. And we were like, you're joking, right? And he's like, no, it's 120. Like, here it is on the meter. And he showed us his phone with the meter on. And I was like, no, you're not mugging me off. I live in London. I've got tuk-tuks before. I've never, ever paid £120 for a 7-minute ride. Mm. And he's like, no, this is what it is. And he then pointed to a tiny sign at the back of the tuk-tuk that said minimum fare £100. He said, no, it even says it on the sign. And we were like, but you never said that to us. You didn't point out the sign. We asked you for a price and you said, you can't tell us, it's on the meter, but a bit more than a taxi. It's like a taxi here was like £12. So a bit more, we thought 20, maybe even 30. And we would have given you 30 because it's Friday night and we're having a good time. But not 120. Anyway, this guy was not backing down. We were not backing down. My friend was like, I'm going to leave you £20, which I think is a reasonable price. And that's it. And then this guy, oh my goodness, he went crazy. And this is all outside the theater as well, right? So everyone was looking, everyone was watching. And then we were basically having this like mash. And I was like, well, please give me the number for your boss. Like, I want to call him up because this is absolutely disgraceful. This is daylight robbery. Mm. And he's like, I don't have a number to give you. I was like, well, I'm not paying £120 for this. This is absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, he then sort of was breaking down and was like, you know, if you don't pay, then I have to pay it myself. And I'm struggling. I've got like a wife and kids to try and like feed. And I'm a student and all this. And
oh, rubbish.
Well, he then like got this £20 and like scrunched up and threw it at us. He's like, keep your £20. And then my friend was like, now that's been rude. Like, you know, we're very happy to pay a reasonable price for this. And the £120 is not a reasonable price. And then he was like, oh, you know, I went up on the pavement over you and went through red lights to get you to the theater quicker. We're like, we never asked you to do that. Like, that's all on you, you know.
You just broke the law.
That's what he says. Like, I broke the law for you. And we're like, well, we never asked you to do that. And honestly, we had this like kind of row. And in the end, we gave him 60 quid and wow. That was it. And I thought that was us being really nice.
I don't know if you saw in the paper, like a few years ago now, pre-COVID, this was happening to all the tourists.
Really? Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, they were just getting in these tuk-tuks to go for like really quick drives to theatres, a little bit like basically what you did, but sometimes like from the tube or to the tube. And tourists were getting like fleeced. And particularly if they're from a country where they don't necessarily understand the, what's it called? The
language, lingo.
Conversion rate.
Oh. Conversion rate.
So when they hear in pounds, they don't necessarily understand. They might not realize actually how much money these people are demanding. Mm. And so like the police were getting called, like it was a big thing because they don't actually sign how much journeys are. Like Ubers and like Bolt and all that, you see the price beforehand sorted. Yeah. Taxi, you can see it going up.
Yeah.
In the tuk-tuks, you don't get that. It's just literally, they can literally call it. Yeah. So the fact he's like, oh, I'll have to pay it for myself. It's rubbish. It's not like you're paying for petrol here, mate. You're cycling.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Did you not? Oh, God. Oh,
Brad. So we probably got mugged off, didn't we? Even paying 60 quid.
Fully mugged off. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. But the thing is, it was embarrassing as well, because we were all buzzing, excited to go to the theatre. We were literally outside the theatre. It was about to start in like 10 minutes. Mm. And this was going off. It's like, this is actually now starting to ruin our evening. Like, we were having such a great time. We had a lovely dinner, lots of wine. We're going to see a great show. And we don't want to ruin this evening. So just give this money and just go, basically. Mm. So what I've learned is always get the price before you get on the tuk-tuk. Otherwise, you're in for one expensive ride, which is how I would describe a night with me.
Sure. So anyway, going back to Friday night, which was one of the, I think, the heaviest nights I've had in a very, very long time. I still feel hungover to this day, and it was at least 48 hours ago. Like, I felt rough coming back. Mm. But it was such a good night, and I was at Brewers. You hadn't arrived yet, fashionably late.
Always.
And I was walking to the bar. We met some lovely people. Me and my friend were sat down, and we met these two guys came over and were like, can we sit with you? And we were like, yeah, sure, why not? Chat to them for an hour. Anyway, then we went to go get drinks. And as I was walking past the bar, somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and I looked around, and they went, hiya. And I went, hello. He went, how are you doing? All right. But he said it in a way like, he knows me. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Are you okay? He was like, yeah. He's like, I know who you are. And I was like, oh, do I know who you are? And he went, yeah, it's your fairy godfather.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, I had no idea. Super fun. So, podcasters, if you haven't heard on previous episodes, we have a wonderful fairy godfather, we call him. He wishes to remain nameless, but he is very much invested in the podcast, and he very kindly bought our microphones that we sound so very, very clear on. And so it was so lovely to see him out in Brewers and have a night with him, and he also had some friends there. It was super fun. And then obviously when you arrived,
yeah,
we just carried on the party.
It was great, wasn't it? I mean, I felt that when I arrived, the party then went up a level or two, didn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people left.
So what someone said to me the other day as a joke, they're like, since you've moved to Clapham, a lot of the twinks have moved away. I think you've scared them off.
Yeah, you're like that scene in The Lion King when like Pumbaa runs to the waterhole and everyone just vanishes. That's you. Apart from one like weak deer that's like stuck and it can't move. It's like, oh no. And then you take advantage. So we're talking about messy nights out, obviously. And this reminded me, I don't think I've told you this story, of another night. And fun enough, it was again another evening out in Clapham. Mm-hmm. And it was around Halloween. I don't think I have told you this story, have I?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I know you've been out in Clapham on Halloween before.
Yeah, so it wasn't actually on Halloween. It was around Halloween. So I wasn't dressed up in my usual purge Halloween outfit, which I did originally. Thank you. So we were out having a great time dancing. I was a little bit drunk, blah, blah, blah. And this very attractive, someone that I would find very attractive, was like eyeing me from across the dance floor. And I was eyeing back. Anyway, he makes his way over and he's dressed in like this sort of, it wasn't really like a devil outfit. It was like a skeleton meets like horny devil outfit, if you know the kind of vibe I mean.
Okay, right, yeah.
So he had like red horns, but then like was like bones showing, and like, as in like collarbone, nothing south of the river. Having a great time dancing, and one thing leads to another, and we just start kissing each other.
You like to kiss boys and clap them.
I do not kiss that many boys, thank you very much.
Okay, but the last couple of times I've seen you out, at some point someone has kissed you.
Yeah, it's just, you know, stay away from you. No, so anyway, that starts happening, and then he's like, oh, I'm gonna go get some drinks, do you want one? And I was like, oh yeah, sure, like just like whatever. Mm-hmm. Really dangerous, by the way, never do that. Never meet somebody in a club that you've never met before, and if they say, can I go to the bar and get you a drink, you say yes. Don't do that. It's a really bad idea. I don't do it anymore. That's probably because I've been spiked twice. So he leaves, I carry on dancing with friends, having a great old time. 10 minutes go by, and I'm like, okay, maybe he's gone. 10 minutes go by, he comes back with drinks.
Right.
So I was like, oh, hey, but he changed costume. So now he was like this angel, like it was all white with like white lenses and like these little wings, oh. Right? It was like all white. And like, he came out, I was like, oh, wow. I was like, you look great. Like, this is really well thought out, a costume where you've like gone away, done a little quick reveal, quick change, and now you come back again.
Yeah. I mean, that is full out, isn't it?
Full out. So carry on dancing with him, having a great old time. We start kissing again.
Mm-hmm.
I then look across the club. And I see...
I know what's coming.
A devil skeleton boy staring. And then I look at the angel boy and I'm like, wait a second. Do you know where I'm going with this?
They're like identical twins or something, aren't they?
They're twins. What the hell?
What are the chances of two people fancying you at the same time is what I'm flabbergasted with.
I know, two at all in my lifetime. No, seriously though, and I was like, what the hell is happening? Anyway, the other one then came over and they were both very much in on it. And we just started dancing. And then I was really hammered by this point. And me and my friends, we were like, we need to go. So we left. Never heard from them again. Didn't swap like Instagram numbers, nothing. But it was made very apparent at the end that they were both in on it. Now,
right.
Whether they were actually related and twins and brothers, I don't know, because there were like, there was costume involved.
Uh-huh.
But if I had to place a bet, it would be that they were brothers.
Right. Did they like have a similar build, height?
Everything.
Right, yeah.
Everything. Same features, face, like the lot.
So you got with twins?
Yeah, I think so. I know we're all going to be like, oh, that's really gross. Like, it's incestuous, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't break no rules.
No, you were fine.
And technically, they didn't break rules either. Like, maybe it is a bit frowned upon, but I kind of think it's hot.
Now, forgive me if this is, like, really crude. They didn't kiss each other, right? They were just taking turns to kiss you, right?
Yeah, we're just kissing. They just wanted me.
I mean, that's a lovely position for you to be in, to have, like, double the attention and all the kisses.
Yeah, it just, I would have liked to have been told. I feel like, you know, like everyone's like, oh, if I was a twin, I would like cause so much havoc at school and like would swap places. That's literally what they did to me in the club.
Yeah, that is actually hilarious. And I really wish I was there to sort of see your face when you clocked the other guy watching.
Yeah, I was like, what? But they'd even done it. So like the first guy went away and got me a drink and the second guy brought those drinks back. So like it's all planned.
Oh, so it was all like they were like, oh, we're going to fool you.
I think they were just enjoying the reaction.
Yeah.
And I do feel like if my friends didn't drag me away, that, you know, we may have been in a very different position.
Who would have been in the middle?
I meant like all three of us go to the bar. Get your mouth out the gutter. The whole thing's a bit weird. If I think about it like loosely, I'm like, oh yeah, that was really like, that's kind of fun, kind of hot, a little bit kinky. And then when I really go into specifics, I'm like, oh, that is actually a little bit odd.
Mm.
I don't know, is anyone, any listeners married to twins, dated twins, that kind of vibe? I don't know.
Well, get in touch. We'd love to find out more.
Brad, would you like to get with twins? Who are we kidding? You can't even get one.
Podcasters, I think you can guess there's a bit of a theme going on for this week's episode. And obviously the theme is messy nights out with Benji and Brad, of which there have been many and many.
Too many.
Too many. But I thought I'd share one of my stories of one of the sort of the most bizarre times that happened to me on a night out. So a couple of years ago, I got invited to the Gay Porn Awards. Now, first question, Benji, have you ever been to the Gay Porn Awards?
Not the official ones, no.
Just your own ones that you host.
Just the ones that I like to give, you know, well done to, like pat on the back, nice handshake.
Well, to be honest, I didn't even know that was a thing, right? And my friend, basically a friend of mine, knew a person, a guy that works in the porn industry, and gave him some free tickets. So he's like, do you want to come and be like one of my plus ones? I'm like, yeah, why not? That'd be a giggle.
A friend of a friend of a friend of a friend does porn.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, so I was like, what do you even wear to the porn awards? Like, because it's a proper awards ceremony, right? So we were voicing on the day and it's like, oh, I'm going to wear like a shirt and chinos, because it was summertime. I was like, cool, shirt and chinos, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in the day, it was like, oh, I've just found out there's an after party that we're also invited to. And the theme for this after party is sports kit.
Oh.
Now, I don't really own much sports kit, but I did have some football shorts and some football socks. That's a whole other story that we won't get into.
Whoa. You don't play sport?
I don't play sport, but I do a bit of running and sometimes work out. That's it.
You run to get in the queue at Brewers to save on the entry price to get there before 9 o'clock to get in for free. That's when you run.
We all know that's not true because I'm always late. So that never happens.
The only thing he runs from is the law.
Yeah, accurate. Yeah. Anyway, so I had this football kit, so I took it in my bag. When we got to the Porn Awards, honestly, you could have just worn anything because there was literally every type of body type, age, personality. There were guys walking around with, like, you know, the puppy dogs, you know, the sometimes guys wear the puppy dog masks.
Yeah.
So they had like owners and they were all on leashes, like walking around. You had everything going on, right? Mm. So anyway, the Porn Awards happened and it is literally like awards, like prize for the best top, best bottom, best orgy, right? So we were watching these awards and it's all like performances and drag queens, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, after party happens, we changed to our football stuff, our sports kit, and we're partying away. And the music is very sort of like housey, quite heavy. It's not really my sort of music, but I was there having a good time and like dancing along. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to ask the DJ if he takes requests. So I went over to the DJ and was like, hey, don't suppose there's any chance you could play like, I don't know, a bit of Little Mix, bit of RuPaul. And he went, fuck off, mate. So that didn't go down too well. I was like, no worries. Don't ask, don't care. Anyway, as I was walking back from the DJ booth, the manager of the club was like, oh, is everything okay? And I went, well, I just wanted like a bit of different music and I don't know, it's a little bit like pop mixed in. And he went, oh, leave it with me. I'll sort that out for you. And went and told the DJ and that happened. I was like, okay, thank you. That's very kind. Anyway, the after party finished at like 3 a.m. and then everyone was starting to leave. And the manager came over to me and was like, oh, there's an after party happening with the porn like winners and the guests.
Oh,
you and your friends are also welcome to stay. So I was like, okay, I think the manager might have a little sore spot for me, but that's cool. I'm going to like ride this wave and have a good time. So I then turned around and said, okay, I will stay with my mates. They were getting all their coats and stuff to go. So I had to call them, like, come back. There's another party that's happening right now. But I said, I'll stay on one condition, I get to be the DJ. And he went, yeah, absolutely fine. Like, I'll go and get you like an audio cable and you can be behind the DJ.
Oh my God.
So cut to me. And obviously everyone was like pretty wasted and drugged at this moment. Cut to me, literally behind this massive DJ booth. This is in like Fire or somewhere, like this big club. On my phone, like mixing Spice Girls or Little Mix or whatever. And there's these like porn stars absolutely wasted, like getting with each other. There's like someone sucking someone off like on this runway. And there's me like being DJ behind it all. and yeah, being host of the most at this party.
Well, I really doubt that at the Porn Awards, you were the host with the most, but
how random is that story? Like, you can't even write that. Oh, I ended up getting with a porn star as well that night.
One of the winners.
I cannot tell anyone's name because I don't want to defame their character.
They were one of the losers, weren't they? If they weren't a loser before getting with you, they were a loser afterwards.
But anyway, Porn Awards, if you're listening and you need a DJ for your next awards, hook me up. I'll get the party going.
I will not attend. Brad, we've got a really fun competition coming up. Podcasters, you may remember a few episodes ago, we spoke about Magic Mike. And we also spoke about the disgusting sexy dance that somebody did for Brad once. The dance wasn't disgusting. I'm just disgusted by the dance. But the lovely team at Magic Mike, which is a show at Leicester Square, for anyone who's not in London, have offered us some tickets to give away to some of our lucky listeners. So if you would like to win two tickets to go and see, or two VIP tickets, I should say.
Exactly. Very fancy.
Very fancy. Very fancy. To go and see Magic Mike in Leicester Square, all you have to do is head over to our Instagram. You will see a post. It's quite clear which one is the Magic Mike. The Magic Mike logo is on there. Mm-hmm. And follow the instructions in the post and you could be the lucky winner of two VIP tickets to see Magic Mike live in Leicester Square.
And I think the whole reason we got these tickets is because I was talking about it and I think they want me to also go and audition for them.
I think they want you to run the cloakroom.
Whilst doing the dance or not?
If no one's watching, then yes.
But yeah, it's so exciting. The show is brilliant. I saw it the other week, as we said. Where can they head, Benji, to find out all the info?
About how to enter the competition, Brad?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, if you want to enter the competition, like I said, head over to our Instagram. It's at Big Gay Podcast. Scroll down, find the post with the Magic Mike logo on it, read it, and it'll let you know exactly how you can win those tickets. And we will be announcing them very, very soon. So get your entries in now. But Brad, Saturday is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad.
Sometimes I just throw that in to see if you're really listening, but you did really well. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm on the ball, even though I've got my passion fruit vodka still going, but I'm here.
There you are.
A joy to behold.
Oh, honey, you have to be held to be dropped. What's that from? I've forgotten. It's like, were you dropped as a child? Oh, honey, you have to be held to be dropped. But yes, like I said before, if you do want to follow our social medias, you can. It's at Big Gay Podcast. That's Instagram and Twitter. And you can head over to our website, which is www.mybiggaypodcast.com, and sign up to our party list and also buy yourself a cheeky mug.
Absolutely. And podcasters, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we are nearly coming to the end of season 3.
Oh. Don't worry, we heard you all sigh with absolute disappointment.
But never fear, because we have lots of live events coming up over the next couple of months. So check out our social media. We get all the latest news from there. And yeah, you might see us in a town or city near you.
Yes, and we have already announced our next Halloween Big Gay Game Show, which is on the 29th of October at Bridge Bar in Clapham. There are still some tickets available. So head over to our Instagram. The link is in the bio and you can reserve your table for free. But like I said, Brad, that is all we have time for on this week's episode. Until next time,
see you next Wednesday.
So Brad, if you were going to win an award at the Porn Awards, which one do you think you'd win?
Well, this is where I wouldn't be even nominated, because I wouldn't do porn. I don't even send out nudes, so you're not going to see me on a porn movie, are you?
That's true.
Okay, so same question to you. If you were going to win an award for the Porn Awards, what would you win?
Oh, I don't know.
I reckon the award for the most laziest top.
It's not lazy. His brother had already worn me out.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Facilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate. We're trying to thank our following, not send them running.